your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? This is hour number two, USAPrepares.com. In the studio with me, at the farm, is Dr. Richard Allen Miller and the freeze-dry guy. And we're going to try something new. We haven't done this before. We've got a couple microphones here and three people, two microphones. So we're going to have to switch back and forth. So, guys, what we'll have to do is just get it right on top of that microphone and eat the microphone.
What was happening here is that while we were off the air, the freeze guy started asking me questions, and I found them to be valid and interesting because it was dragging old information out of me. So I'm going to let him ask me a few questions and see where we go.
Yeah, freeze dry guy, can you step up? Is that knocking sound your knees over there? So, freeze dry guy, what were you going to ask Dr. Miller?
I don't know. I'm trying to find something intelligent to say at this moment at this guy's level. I know now what that ape felt like when he discovered a bone and started breaking things with it. You know?
Yeah.
I'm back there.
Go right straight into the mic.
Well,
okay.
Keeping in mind, I did not know much about Dr. Miller's background, and just in the last half hour, I've learned a lot. You know, mm-hmm. This guy's smart. You know, we were talking about the microchip. In fact, the gentleman I mentioned to you was actually the lead engineer. That's who he was. So I probably shouldn't have called him the father of the microchip. The boss got the credit, right?
He was the one that got to reverse engineer some of the Lucent Technologies and Sandia stuff, where they were doing fiber optics and solid state physics. Yeah.
So Rick, do you guys have that person's name that they were talking about? Can we say that on the air?
Sure. His name is Dr. Carl Sanders. Okay. I met him a couple times. Had a nice talk with him. We were at shows side by side. I don't know. I haven't seen him in years.
Okay. All right. So what was the question that you wanted to, or you guys were talking about?
Well, I was just leading up, you know, to see if he knew Dr. Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had an interesting conversation about Dr. Sanders and I, about where it went. He had several meetings with a gentleman over in Switzerland. Switzerland? Yes. And the whole direction went from helping people move again who'd had severed spinal columns and such, more to an issue of control, you know, and it was kind of spooky.
Well, let's talk about that, Rick.
Well, what that's about is the military, because the first he's doing a thing with his gum here, like ping pong, that, you know, where the guy just goes to play the table and he puts his gum under it. He's like, no, I'm just messing with him. Got him, though. You know, Lucent Technologies started doing research in Switzerland. Mm-hmm. That was where it started before they moved over up into upstate New York, mm-hmm. and that whole area up there with Sandia. Bell Labs out of Murray Hill was the first that started doing what we call the differences between monolithic circuits, which used Schmidt triggers and passion gates. That's what that technology originated from Corning, when we went from in-out systems or binary systems to what we call object-oriented software, which we now use for database.
Yes.
And that's where you do Dr. Bohm's works of different similarities and similar differences, that mm-hmm. system of mathematics mm-hmm. that was able to group information in different packages so that we could take maybe 20 files and compress it down to 3 and take maybe 12 megs of information and compress it down to 3 mm-hmm. megs. That was called object-oriented software. And basically what we were doing was trying to take and compact more information into less redundancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to, when I described that that technology back in the 1990s, I would say, you can take a piece of paper and if you, like a printed page that comes out of a printer, and you look at the amount of ink on that piece of paper, if you could squeeze out all of the white space and just leave the ink, that's what compression is like.
Yeah, the whole idea of redundancy, of in and out, and if we could do it with a new system that Corning had developed called NOR-NAND mm-hmm. logic. It was neither nor this, nor that, mm-hmm. nor NAND logic. And with that concept of compression, now we could do things very quickly. And, of course, with supercomputers today and what we call algorithms, that's the different forms of mathematics and things.
Now, did that form of mathematics start, let's say, in the late 60s, early 70s?
Early 60s.
Early 60s.
Yeah, late 50s.
Okay.
I'm guessing that that's how long it took from Roswell. And no, I don't know that it came from Roswell, because my take on Roswell is it was a white hare or a herring. Really, I think what Roswell was, because we had two of those balloons that were sent up after the war by Japan with biologicals in it,
yeah,
that landed, you know, in Oregon, and I think Roswell was one of those. However, mm-hmm. there were crashes. I think, now, it's like a Lexus automobile. I don't think UFO crash by accident. I think that they might leave technology like a flintlock in the rain so they can control their tribes, you know, and because solid-state physics is not at all well designed for outer space. In fact, here with our atmospheric shielding, it has a half-life of 8 years. That means that your computers, their chips in them, mm-hmm. deteriorate over a period of time, mm-hmm. so that sometimes you can't even use them for accounting purposes because they're not accurate.
And you're absolutely right, because if you look at the memory circuits, the integrated circuits that we use for computer memory, they fail. They fail, and you've got to replace them because you need all of it working.
Well, that's
properly.
The color centers. That's when a gamma ray hits the lattice, and there's a lattice damage. We call it electron to decay center luminescence. You know, when a gamma ray hits it, and a light's given off, and the electron drops down in a different orbital, and it's no longer valid for your register mm-hmm. holding information.
Yeah, Rick, does that mean that that computers that we would put in metal cases, like if you notice around the studio here, all of our computers, every single one is in a metal case.
Good luck with
technology
that.
Case.
I mean, you know, microwave is
me. But the new computers are in plastic cases.
Yeah.
Now, is that one of the reasons why our computers have lasted so long?
No.
No.
That's the same thing with automobiles. They wear out sooner. It's all about marketing.
Okay. All right. So Rick, I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned the weather, the weather balloon, if you will, that came over from Japan during.
Well, they weren't weather balloons.
Well, I mean,
there were
balloons that had
weapons.
Biological weapons in
yeah.
it. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah.
So it might have looked like a weather balloon, but it had biological agents in it to infect.
Yeah, and they put them up in the jet stream and hoped to hit America.
Right. Right. And they landed. And what I read that they actually did land in America, yeah. as you said. But as you mentioned that, I was thinking about weather modifications, and I was thinking about HARP, and I was thinking about the electromagnetic radiation in the air, and I was thinking about the aluminum dust that's in contrails. I'm sorry, chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails. Now, yes, chemtrails. Here's where I'm going with that. Some people think, Rick, that that's a good thing, that, that the governments are modifying the weather, because if they didn't, we'd be toast. Other people, like me, think they ought to knock it off and let nature take its course, and we'd be better off. What's the truth? What do you think, Rick?
Well, okay, Gore originally came up with the idea of reflecting, you know, the global warming.
You mean Al Gore really came up with this, or do you think
he was the proponent of what led to the original concepts of chemtrails. We were trying to reflect light back to the sun to stop global warming. That didn't work, and what did work is that a bunch of unscrupulous started putting other things in the chemtrails as a way to get rid of radioactive dust or whatever, because, you know, you put it in the ground, and look at Hanford right now, it's leaking into the Columbia River.
Yeah.
And so if you, it's a volumetric thing, you know, if you put it all in one little spot, it's there. But if you put it in the atmosphere, it's got all this volume to settle out, and it's not measurable then. But
that doesn't mean it's
getting in our diets, it's getting into the plants, and the plants then, or we eat those plants, and so what is aluminum? It's been associated with Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm.
It's been associated, you know, cooking with aluminum.
Yep.
Okay, so you have toxins now that are affecting. On my website, I have a very interesting a two-hour presentation with a number of scientists from all different ranges, from the U.S. Forest Service on down, showing what the chemtrails are actually doing to the plants and how they're getting into our food chain. And so from that point of view, we've got to stop this. We've got to stop it right now. I would place chemtrails as number two over nuclear reactors as the technology that's killing man.
Let me see if I've got this right. Number one, nuclear reactors. Number two, chemtrails.
Yes. And then GMOs and all the rest of it down from there. You know, it's, as a scientist, I am extremely concerned. Someone is making a great deal of money marketing their metals. And, of course, with tomography now, there isn't anything on Earth that isn't known where it is anymore. We know where everything is now with tomography. And so that's how the second, that's why the second Bush, for example, went into Iraq. We knew where the artifact was. That's an artifact that I never got to see, because we knew about it back when I was in the military, but we didn't know where it was. And the first Bush went into Iraq to get it and couldn't find it. The second Bush went in. Remember when he got on that aircraft carrier and got with all his ribbons and all the stuff that he didn't earn, and he said, you know, the war's over. We got it.
Yeah.
What do you think that was? What he got? It was a Stargate. And guess what? There's a second one that has not yet been found. And that the Catholic Church knew about it in 1919. Aleister Crowley, the magician, was talking about it in 1902 with IWAS.
Rick, you're saying that there's an artifact that we didn't find. We did find one of the two, and it's the Stargate. We'll talk about that when we come back on the other side of this break. Freeze dry guys with us. Vince Vanelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Tom.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to invest. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. The freeze-dry guy's with us. We're here at the farm, and we're broadcasting live. And, Rick, you were talking about two artifacts that we went over to the Middle East to find. We found one of them, I believe, and is what you're saying. Can you tell us a little bit more about what these artifacts are about?
Well, I would love to, accept that I never got to study them back in the 70s when I was doing it.
All right.
So I don't have a clue other than what I've gleaned from the original studies we did on identifying it as an artifact that was unknown at that time, and the fact that the sacred texts of the Yazidis actually mentions that there were two artifacts. I was talking to the freeze-dry guy, and he mentioned that he had heard that there was some kind of a Delta Force that was guarding the gate to keep entities from coming here. That is, in fact, probably correct, because the Yazidis, which was a pre-Christian, this is like 2,000 years before Christ, were talking about a dimensional or a door where demons ran in and out of it. Now, even in a Buddhist forms, Chinese Buddhism and especially Tibetan Buddhism, while they talk about in the Bordotha Dhal about demons and things, the devils were never mentioned before Christ. And so this is a biblical thing that the Catholic Church was dead on immediately. And that's when they sent Isaiah Joseph, who was a top-end Jesuit. That's the scientist for the Church of Rome. They went over and in 1919 wrote about it, called Devil Worship or the Sacred Traditions of the Yazidis. And the Yazidis is a cult, a religious cult that lives up in the northern part of Iraq. And up there, the whole of that region is honeycombed with tunnels. And some of them go down as far as deep into the mantle as a mile. I've seen that part. We couldn't find them. I think the second Bush was able to locate the one gate because of tomography. We know about the way the freeze dry got me into that idea was when he asked me about all the different metals and that we're mining in the world today. Mm-hmm. Tomography has pretty much identified where everything is on Earth, at least 100 miles down. I did a talk with you before, remember, about the Nazi base in Antarctica.
Yeah.
And I talked to you about the fact that some of the Nazis escaped in the 60s when they went in with the Royal Air Force and some others to take out that base. And they went down into lower caverns. That suggested to me as a scientist that there is another set of tunnels that are below the mantle, which is 100 miles down. And the reason that we are probably not all speaking German today is that I think they ran into something else already down there. And that would be, they talk about that in the Bible, about a race of men that escaped the flood, Noah's flood, by going into caverns. And my guess is that Antarctica, I've been to Antarctica, I've seen those caverns, and they're more than anybody could imagine, and didn't realize that kind of infrastructure. Today, I manage a bunker for the Navy, and just the whole of West Coast there's one tunnel that goes from Evans Creek all the way down to Higham Palm that's 4.5 hours by motorcycle. The intensity of our underground bunkers and bases now is way beyond. There is a book out called Secret Bases Bunkers and Bases, Underground Bases, it's out. And there's a whole chapter on Grants Pass, where I live, because that's where the military has set up, is because of our bunkers. The bunker I manage is extensive. I mean, I'm talking about, and now I'm discovering that the entire East Coast is connected with underground bunkers. And I've been to the Midwest, where the bunkers that you have here.
Rick, you know, you're talking about these bunkers, and so many people have claimed to hear this buzzing, this low-frequency groaning and buzzing under the ground for months.
That's probably one of the diggers making a new bunker.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
And your backhoe out in the backyard, I got to guess. I see the cargo boxes laying around. Sorry about that. I didn't mean to bust you like that.
Rick found the backhoe.
Wonder what that all means. The freeze dry. I remember last November
We're going into a break, Rick. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Freeze Dry Guy, Vin Finelli.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officers said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day,
you've got your. Take my. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
All right, we're back. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Fennelly, the freeze-dry guy, having more fun. I don't think it's legal to have this much fun.
Oh, sure. I'm enjoying the freeze-dry guy off the air. He's asking questions, and it's interesting because it's bringing out memories that I had forgotten. I've got so much tucked in here as a little four-year-old brat that...
Rick, you mentioned the secret Nazi base under the ice in the South Pole. Has it been destroyed, or is it? If you had a submarine, could you get to it right now?
Oh yeah, and it's open right now. They're doing studies up there. The Nazi base has been abandoned since the 60s.
Right.
And there's another base that was there, 14th century. I saw that also. I think it was Viking or something. So that part of the world has been explored in previous history, and the Nazis used it as their secret bunker that would, you know, when Germany fell, they would still have the Thousand-Year War. And what happened is in the late 60s and early 70s, you could see from space a big hole in Antarctica. That's been since plugged. That's where they detonated the nuclear warhead to try to eliminate the base. And then when they went in for mopping to take out the rest of the base, apparently some of the Nazis escaped and to lower caverns, whatever that means, and something that we can't see yet with our current technology. But I'm guessing the mantle is about, you know, 100-mile ring, and then there's another set before you get to the core that's moving in the other direction, and my guess is it's also caverned. And so there's different sets of hollow earth, if you will. I don't know this. This is me as a scientist, you know, connecting dots from the science stuff that I know.
Rick, do you have any thoughts on? I'd like to know the answer to this, but I'm reluctant to ask you. So if you don't want to answer, don't. Do you think we evolved, as Darwin said, or do you think we were created?
We're neither. There's something else going on. That's Lloyd Pye and his Star Child. You know, the Star Skull, the Star Child Skull. Your older English Mastiff walked in. What a beautiful dog it is. Not a brindle, it's black, but it has a little bit of brindle with it as well. It's just a beautiful dog. I love English Mastiffs.
She came over to say hi to Rick, freeze-dried guy. Her name is Ayuti. She's a Neapolitan Mastiff, probably 120 pounds, pretty solid. She's a protection dog. So, Rick, getting back to the X-Files, do you have a favorite episode of The X-Files?
The one that I wrote that I liked the best of all of them was when that astronaut entered a spacecraft and was killed because of the radiation exposure of the craft inside. That is a real. That happened. We don't know what the radiation was. We don't understand any of that part of it yet. That's the part of reverse engineering. You know, you have something that's like a ball that's floating in air. How does it do that? You know, we don't understand that. Aliens. Carl Sagan, who is my teacher, said it best. He said they're from probably much closer and much further away. In other words, space and time aren't real. And so to talk about an alien coming from Rigel 4 or from our future, coming in to fine-tune themselves, you know, in terms of what we become and how, I think something else is going on. Scientific American actually had a special issue a number of years back devoted to the idea of where Sol is located in the rim in our galaxy and why it would be a perfect place for biological experiments rather than being down in galactic center where the big black hole is and all the gamma rays and everything, you know, the soup is down there. Actually, I was talking about something else that I wanted to finish.
Wait, can you turn your microphone or just move the mic so that
go right
into it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I wanted to finish on saying that I'm very concerned about our romance with the grid because of the ELF soup that we're currently enjoying. Mm-hmm. The actual amount of exposure to broadband radiation from microwave on down to radio has increased 10 times since the year 2000. In 14 years, we have exponentially exposed ourselves to more things. Now, if you don't think that isn't with Fukushima and the rest of the things going on is not going to have an effect on man, you're sadly mistaken.
Rick, let me add to that.
I just wanted to add that point. It's a great concern for me.
It's a great concern for a lot of us who are paying attention. One of our instructors, a senior instructor, his name is Bert Bertonis in Silicon Valley. He's a radio frequency engineer. I've known him for quite a while. And he was doing some baseline measurements for electromagnetic radiation in Silicon Valley. So he went up to the mountain, and he set up his microwave measuring equipment.
Now, those are called tri-field meters, and they measure in three different broad bandwidths. Yeah.
He's got some really sophisticated equipment, and he noticed something that absolutely surprised him. And here's what happened. This was many years ago. He was doing some consulting for a company that wanted to use microwave transmission. At noon, the microwave radiation level in Silicon Valley soars. It goes way off the chart. And here's why. It's lunchtime. It's lunchtime, and people are cooking in their microwave ovens. And it's like, okay, ready, set, go. And they hit the start button, and you can measure this enormous microwave radiation increase.
Well, that's like everybody getting off work and everybody turning on their air conditioning, mm-hmm. and the grid goes into brown mode,
yeah.
and you lose power. This is our romance with this direction of technology is absolutely wrong,
mm-hmm.
and that we absolutely need to rethink what we're doing and why.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not we are able to do that in our lifetime, it's all about marketing. I'm looking at the zone you're in, and I would say that you're in probably the most toxic point.
Well, no, Rick, everything's in a metal container.
Good luck with that one.
No, seriously. If you notice, class, Rick is about, I would say, at least 10 feet from me. So the freeze-dry guy and Rick are sitting next to each other at one.
I've seen him glow. He's glowing in the dark right over here.
Yeah, but if you notice, Rick, if you notice, the computers are behind you in another area as far from me as they can be. Because normally I'm in the studio by myself, right?
Yeah, but that right there is radiating. And, of course, right down to the wall where the electrical thing is radiating.
Yep.
And this is called a microwave oven.
But you notice how high up those fluorescent lights are. There is
good luck with that one, Vincent. You know, it's further away, so I'm safe. Good luck with that.
Well, I don't know how else I can do it. I honestly don't.
You can't, and that's okay. It's like your cowboy coffee. We're going to slowly try to change you.
But did you notice that you could not get a Wi-Fi signal at the farmhouse? You were looking for one.
Yeah.
There is none.
Well, that's T-Mobile. That's not.
No. What I mean is we don't have Wi-Fi at the farm.
Yeah. That's good. Actually, living in the country is a whole lot safer than living downtown Springfield, let me tell you.
And all of the wiring that is in the rooms where we are sleeping, all that wiring is metallic shielded.
Well, code, yeah. Code changes.
No, what I'm saying is I purposely shielded with metal, all the wire that's all around us. So when you sleep, your head is not next to Romex cable buried in the wall.
But you've got that mic how close to you right now? good luck with your illusions, buddy.
Yeah, well, you're right. There's probably several hundred feet of wire in the studio.
Yeah, this is actually something out of a science fiction movie. For those of you that have not visited Vincent's little bunker here, he's like something with his CB radio and his la la over there.
Yeah, well, that's that, Rick. That right over there is a Hallicrafters 1960s, 1970s tube shortwave radio.
Heathkit. To my right, that's it, Heathkit. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep. To my right is a ham rig, a Kenwood ham rig, and then there's a weather radio, and then there's a family band radio for emergencies. And
walkie-talkies, let's see, cameras. There's on-the-air Studio 2, Republic Radio. You're dug in here, buddy.
Yep. And and a lot of equipment. But I've tried to shield as much of the electromagnetic radiation away from me as possible. And you notice the monitors are as far as I can get them. I mean, any farther away and they're going to fall off the...
It's one over R square. That's one thing. But see, there's the part you can't see.
Yes.
And that's the electromagnetic spectrum. And that's the part that I'm definitely concerned about, like the tower that was in downtown at Kohl's, you know.
In Springfield, we talked about the FM transmitter that prevented people from opening and starting their keyless remote automobiles.
Yeah, that's your chip again, and that's why going back to our original, that's why I feel it's they left us flintlocks in the rain.
Yeah. And, you know, Rick, there was a proposal by the government many, many years ago to have a safe firearm that would be computer controlled, where you would have to have your fingerprint on that stock. So it would say, okay, I know, this is the owner, it's okay. And it would be an electronic ignition.
They have that now with a Glock. I think Glocks do that, actually.
But I'm talking about a battery-powered ignition for the projectile. So
I see.
What I'm saying is the cartridge would not be an impact of a firing pin on the primer to ignite the powder to cause the explosion, to cause the projectile to go down the barrel. What I'm saying is it was electronic ignition.
They have projectiles now in technology that are something out of the movie Wanted with Angelina Jolie, where the bullet will actually move in space rather than in a rotated...
You're talking about go around a corner almost.
That's correct. And they do have that technology now where it can be laser guided and you can actually direct some of your ordnance in that regard. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we wouldn't be allowed to have any of that. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We're getting ready for the expo, and right after the broadcast, we're going to be heading out to the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. We'd love to see you at the Get Prepared Expo and have dinner with us. Freeze Dry Guys Cooking. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect conditions, can be buried up to 30 feet, and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I've got an alarming statistic for you right now. 90 million of us are out of the labor force. 90 million. It's almost one in three Americans is out of the labor force. Whose fault is that? I blame it squarely on government corruption and individual corporate greed. Absolutely, that's where the blame lies, because government has been outsourcing jobs with industry in tow. They want to take us down, and they're doing a fabulous job. 90 million of us are out of the labor force. I'm going to drop some names. These are some of the people involved in the Get Prepared Expo, and that's this Saturday, this weekend. Please tell all of your friends and your family. James Wesley Rawls, Roy Birdsong, Bill Whaley, Eric Vogt, Dr. Dan Junker, Brooklyn Bagwell of Doomsday Preppers fame, Len Pence, Gardening Revolution, Paulette Winotka, Dr. David Pruitt, emergency room doctor, Larry Pratt, he's the executive director of Gun Owners of America. Matt Stein, Sheriff Richard Mack, Jeff Ohms, John Reagan, Craig Douglas, Johnny Delirious, Dr. Joel Wallach, Stephen Hewer of Synergistic Nutrition, Eddie Allen, American Open Currency Standard, Ken Hurley with Kiani, Mike Ma, Dr. James Hubbard, Joyce Riley, Lucinda Bailey, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, John Moore, Joel Johnson, Eric Lancaster, the freeze-dry guy, Glenn Meter, Marjorie Wildcraft, Doomsday Preppers expert, Dr. Howard Shane, the Fox Grape Family Dentistry, Dr. Cass Ingram, Bob Gaskin, Julie Shopik, John Dollarhite, Judy Dollarhite. That is just to drop a few names of those who will be presenting at the Get Prepared Expo. Rick, you have any thoughts about the Get Prepared Expo? Why you think some of our class should attend?
Because you'll have access to people like me and your personal questions rather than the ones you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to know? And I'll try to give you the best I know about that.
And Rick, we have a seminar designed just for that. And it's a seminar with Dr. Richard Allen Miller. And it's in a forum where you can sit in a round area where you can all look at each other and ask Dr. Richard Allen Miller any question you want. You will have the same access that we have here in the broadcast, because what I do is I think of all the things I want to know. And just like you and the freeze dry guy are talking about all kinds of things that you want to share with each other, class, you can do that at the Get Prepared Expo. Access to Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and he's going to be presenting an all-day seminar on Monday at the Get Prepared Expo. There's a charge for it. It's $50 a couple, and a couple can be whatever you want to call a couple, and $35 per person. It's limited seating, about 100 of us, maybe 150. And I'm going to be there. So if you don't hear me on Monday, it's because I called in sick. and I'm with Rick at his seminar, Rick and the freeze-dry guy.
I'm going to do it exactly the way I did it with Navy SEALs when they trained SEAL Unit Number 1, mm-hmm. right on in. We take a baseline measurement. I then teach you the protocols. And then at the end of the day, I measure you again. And that's the bottom line.
And Rick, you think that I'm going to come out on the other side and actually be able to think a little better?
I'm quite worried about you. Vincent, yes, I think you're going to do way better than you realize. Actually, I
really?
Can tell that by personalities. I've gotten to be able to judge individuals and how they're going to rate using the protocol.
You know, I'd like to say this publicly. You know, I'm here at the farm with Dr. Richard Allen Miller in the freeze-dry guy class. It is truly an honor to call these men friends. I really mean that. And when you get a chance to meet them, you're going to feel the same way. I can guarantee it. Freeze dry guy, you, what do you think about what I just said?
I endorse that totally. So I've gotten to know the doc here, and just today, you know, I really appreciate it. This guy is like trying to talk to a computer. And thanks for letting me sit in.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Freeze Dry Guy, thanks for being with us. We're going to head on out from the farm to the Get Prepared Expo. And in just a couple minutes, as soon as I go and feed the cows, I'm all excited about the Get Prepared Expo. We'd love to see you. It's at the Cowan Civic Center. Information is on the website, usapreparers.com. It's the Get Prepared Expo. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Dave, thanks so much for being with us producing the broadcast.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.